According to my concept of what a real vampire is and my research into the subject, because it's not just my own personal beliefs, this is things that I have done my best to back up with, you know, firsthand accounts from other people that claim to be vampiric and, you know, science behind it that'll actually understand it. But the concept of a vampire, real vampire, that is that it's a condition of the spirit. It is a different species of spirit than a normal human with different needs and different capabilities.
What are those needs?
Well, the human body doesn't seem to be able to produce enough energy to feed the vampire spirit, and so that energy has to be taken in through other methods, whether that's psychic feeding or blood feeding or whatever else.
And as I understand it, you do both, psychic feeding and blood feeding?
Mind you, I'd like to preface this with the knowledge that drinking blood in many states in the U.S., as well as many countries in the world, is completely 100% illegal. So I don't in any way condone that practice, but I can admit that I have done that in the past. It's not something I practice today, because not that it's, in my opinion, wrong or immoral or anything like that, but just that if you allow yourself to feed only in one method, then you are ignoring your ability to take it in other ways. Someone who blood feeds regularly will begin to ignore their natural psychic abilities and ability to feel and manipulate energy.
You know, I will be asking at various times tonight questions from the Field Guide to Vampires. So I promise you we'll get to some of the source material that you write here for others. But if you don't mind me exploring that a little bit of what you just said there before we get there, is that I hear you say that you don't condone the practice of blood feeding. But would it be unfair to say that regardless of whether or not a governing legislative body has deemed it legal or illegal, that there are vampires out there that feed themselves only through blood. They need to do it. And asking them to not do it would be like trying to legislate somebody's sexuality away.
That is true to a certain extent. I mean, if they really feel that that is the only method that they can feed, then that is their choice. But I would suggest that they should supplement that with psychic feeding, train themselves how to do it. I wouldn't, you know, try to dictate to anyone their personal preferences, but I don't think that they should ignore their natural psychic abilities. The reason that I am a solely psychic feeder today is because I realized that I was doing some unconscious damage to other people by ignoring my natural unconscious feeding process, because those people who do feed through blood, if they don't feed enough, they will take energy directly through psychic methods.
All right,
whether
well,
they realize it or not.
I'm going to need you to unpack that a little bit for the uninitiated like myself. So in the case of psychic vampirism, how is it that you draw energy from somebody else? What is the actual what's the mechanism that delivers the energy from a person who has it to you, the person who needs it?
Well, it's very similar to drinking any liquid through a straw. Within the spirit, you transfer energy from one electromagnetic frequency to another so that it creates a vacuum in that particular wave. Energy is drawn in from the donor or subject or even victim, if you like the word.
What word do you use?
Generally speaking, I would prefer a donor, but that's not always optional. A donor is an individual that voluntarily helps the vampire feed, that allows themselves to be fed upon. But mostly, I think like most vampires, mostly I just feed off of large crowds whenever possible.
You feed off a large crowd as opposed to an individual. So if you're going to take energy against somebody's will or without their knowledge, you're doing it from a large crowd.
If I do it without their knowledge, it is simply because they're putting out that energy naturally, and I'm just cleaning up after them. It's not okay. something I'm taking directly from their spirit. It's just their exhaust, their excess.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, as I was saying, there is the vacuum concept.
Right. I'm not sure I still understand that, because you talked about using a sort of a psychic straw. What is it? How do you take their energy from them? Let's say we're in a room together and I'm just, you know, I'm Mr. Energetic. I've had, you know, 9 Red Bulls as usual, so I've got energy to spare. How do you take that energy and use it for your own purposes?
Are you asking what process I go through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. What process do you go through?
That's really more about sensitivity. It's hard to explain, but when a bodybuilder first gets into bodybuilding, they learn just a little bit at a time, and they memorize the process, and they do what feels right. It's very similar to psychic feeding. It's a very slow process. You do what works, and you put away what doesn't. For me, I have to find the energy first, kind of sense it with my mind and with my body. And when I find it, try to find an equilibrium with it, try to match myself to it so that I can draw it in. Some people use breathing techniques. Some people use mental techniques. It's really just about what works for the individual.
How about your wife? Is she one of your primary sources of energy?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
Preferably not, because you don't want to, you know, have that constant drain in the house all the time. I mean, I would hate for her to go around all the time tired, but it's always best. And I actually do detail a little bit of that in the book itself about proper and ethical ways to feed. It is usually best to feed from outside the home. That way you're not bringing too much of that hunger home.
So where is it then that you go to feed or to snack, as it were, as a vampire, if you don't do it at home?
Oh, restaurants are always good if you want to take from a crowd, movie theaters, anything like that. If you do have people that are close enough friends to you that, you know, you can trust them with your secrets, then you can probably find a donor that way.